A study of women business leaders has found that they can be more persuasive, more assertive, and more willing to take a risk than their male counterparts. Yet, only one out of every 18 UK company directors are currently women. The figure is one in eight in the United States. Jan Babiak is a former American policewoman who's now a senior partner at Ernst & Young. She was part of the survey. And she told me she's noticed quite a few differences in the behaviour and treatment of women in the workplace in the two countries.
Yes, I have. I think, one thing that's very interesting, there was a book written several years ago called Members of the Club about executive women coming of age. And in this book, it had a chapter on what they referred to as the third sex. And that was American women working abroad. And I think culturally, because what you see in society, in the movies and things like that, is this picture of these robust American women who just don't put up with, you know, being patronized and treated like the little, you know, the nice little girl. There is a slight intimidation when British males, or indeed males from other countries, encounter an American woman. And I've actually witnessed situations where people have said things to British women, and senior women, in my presence that they would never have dared say to me.
We better be careful about this, otherwise it's going to be a flood of American business executives coming over to the UK because they're going to muscle their way into all the top jobs.
I think that, you know, with coming over here, there are good things and there are bad, and I actually think that there's something about expatriates as they move abroad, the type of people who are willing to be an expatriate and willing to, you know, leave their families and all of that are tend to be more intrepid anyway. So if you find British people in the U.S., you'll actually find them probably to be more robust also, and they will do very well.
So. Right. I've got one other point I'd like to put to you. I was just doing a little bit of research, as you do over the internet, about this, and I came across a recent study only a month ago in New Women magazine, mm-hmm. which was making the point that the younger generation of women are a lot of them are rejecting the sort of role model that they have to have a successful career, as perhaps mm-hmm. their mums have fought for and to some extent succeeded in doing, mm-hmm. and that they were rejecting this and saying no, they didn't want to have it all and be the sort of super businesswoman, family carer, etc., that their mothers had tried to be, and there's a kind of a backlash against that. Have you seen any of that?
Well, I'd make two comments on that. I don't think that's just women. I think this generation of people, male and female, are making choices that they don't want their parents' life. Because they've also seen, the men have seen their fathers not spend time with them, and they want to spend time with their children. And they have seen, you know, their parents' relationships destroyed by the demands of that. So I think that for that particular magazine, they wish to point that that's happening to women. I think it's happening to both. The second point is in a way, that's a great victory that women are actually making those choices, because I don't think the answer for every woman is have a career, have a baby, have this, have that. And, you know, we all make choices, and it's good that they see that they have those choices.
Jan Babiak there, now a senior partner at the accountants Ernst & Young.